Chapter 1. Ian Waters hated parties. Hated the smell of them, beer breath, clouds, and stale nachos. Cheap perfume and sweat. He hated the sound of music pouring out of shitty speakers. Hated the abnormally raised voices and the pathetic attempts at small talk. He wasn't a people person, and he sure as shit wasn't a party person. But he'd made a promise to his friend Siv, and Ian was a man of his word. Or tried to be. When a drunk, giggly brunette fell into him, buffeted by the writhing bodies on the makeshift dance floor in Siv's living room, Ian's only thought was to get the hell out of there as soon as possible.
"Oh my God, I'm so sorry,"
the girl screeched into his ear, nearly deafening him. She flipped her dark brown hair over her shoulder and gaped at him. The music wasn't that loud. Her volume was entirely unnecessary. It was also completely unnecessary for her to lean on him so heavily, her fingers gripping his biceps like she thought a chasm had opened up behind her and feared her imminent death. Through his mind's lens, Ian pictured a wide shot of the Persian rug as it transformed into a canyon, saw the brunette perched on the precipice with fear in her eyes. Or maybe it was the edge of a skyscraper overlooking downtown Philadelphia. A helicopter hovering just off the edge of the roof with a sniper's gun trained on them both. But would she be the victim or the villain?
"Hey!"
Ian blinked, plummeting back into his reality. The party. The clingy woman. What? She looked at him like he was a few eggs short of a dozen.
"I said I've seen you before. I think we met at Dirty Frank's."
"No way in hell," he shrugged. "Sorry." Her grip on his arms turned into something like a caress, and Ian recoiled, inwardly. Outwardly, he remained stiff as a board. She was attractive enough, with shiny, bouncy, shampoo, commercial-worthy hair that fell past her shoulders. The girl reminded him of that actress from That 70s Show, Mila Kunis. A slightly alien quality to her features that would look amazing on 8mm film. Mila's voice was smoky, a little naughty. She was petite, but still a little curvy. Feminine, but boyish. If that did it for him, Mila would do it for him. Clingy Mila's lookalike did not have the smoky voice. Or maybe she did. He couldn't tell. What with the yelling over the 90s hip-hop and all.
"Are you even listening to me?"
Ah, and now was annoyed. No point in playing nice then. "Not really, no." She frowned and finally let Ian go.
"Wow, you're kind of a dick."
Her scowl transformed her features from attractive for a chick to banshee. Ian almost laughed at the look of pure disgust on her face, but decided it wouldn't earn him any brownie points. He also tried to hide his relief when she turned and walked away, bouncing back into the heaving mass of bodies. Siv threw great parties. Everyone said so. Ian didn't understand the appeal. Glancing at his smartphone, he realized he'd been there for 45 minutes. Surely that was long enough to be considered a proper guest, long enough that leaving wouldn't seem weird, right? Wouldn't garner those pity looks, inevitably followed by pleas for him to stay a little longer.
"There you are."
Siv, lovely Siv, brushed past a clump of people and grabbed his arm.
"I've been looking everywhere for you."
"Oh, I was talking to someone, but I should get going." Siv's face fell.
"Ian?"
She didn't need to say more. Ian knew that look. He knew her so well. Siv was the closest thing to family he'd ever had, though she'd started out as just an acquaintance. Somewhere along the way, she'd gotten under his skin. He hated to disappoint her, no matter how lightly.
"Won't you stay a while? I made the shrimp salad you love, and..."
Her gaze darted toward the other side of the room before meeting his again. She had the loveliest green eyes, like an Irish meadow.
"There's someone I want you to meet."
Sigh. Ian gazed longingly at the door, if only he hadn't been trapped by fake Mila. Sure, he said, forcing a smile. Lead the way. Her smile was radiant. Siv grabbed his hand and pulled with far more strength than he'd given her credit for. It was all Ian could do not to trip over his size 13 feet. Heads turned as they passed. Ian wasn't naive enough not to know why. He was kind of a celebrity in their circles, the former wunderkind of their academic world, though he hadn't been a teen in years. After graduating high school at 13 and getting his bachelor's at 17, Ian was 3 years postdoctorate and well into his career as a professor of theoretical physics at the University of Philadelphia, the youngest ever to be on the fast track toward tenure. The novelty of the baby professor had worn off long ago, but there were some who still whispered when he walked into the room,
"There he is, the kid who could have had everything."
He ignored them, per usual, dutifully following Siv into whatever socially awkward situation she would have him ascribe to. It was Siv, and Ian found he'd do just anything for her. Almost anything, it turned out, because she led him straight into the fires of hell. Or rather, straight to the last person he ever thought he'd see again. Ian's step faltered, along with his breath. He couldn't do this. Not again. Not now, when he'd finally gotten his shit together. Jessen Sorensen. At 6 feet and nearly 5 inches, Jessen towered over everyone, including Ian. And Ian was usually the tallest person in the room. Hair piled high atop his head in ridiculous, gravity-defying waves, Jessen held court in the corner of the room, all effortless smiles and flashing blue eyes. No one could draw a crowd like him. He didn't even need to do anything, just breathe. Breathe and smile and be Jessen. Beautiful, wild, unattainable Jessen.
"You okay?"
Concern in her voice. Siv turned to face him, her hands still in his. He'd squeezed hers a bit too hard and eased his grip. "Yeah, fine. Sorry." He was not fine. He was 3 yards away from becoming a shivering, quivering mess. Jessen fucking Sorensen.
"Come on, I want you to meet this guy. He's an expat from Norway like me. You'll like him."
God, she looked so eager. Eyes bright, beaming up at him like she was about to watch him unwrap a gift. Ian nodded and willed his feet to move. They passed the front door, and he thought about making a break for it. Jessen hadn't spotted him yet. Maybe he could feign illness and slip away. He was a little lightheaded after all, nauseous, short of breath. Maybe he really was sick. They stopped, and Ian went into panic mode. Jessen's voice, his motherfucking voice, surrounded him, filled him. Fuck.
"That's insane,"
the guy to the left of him exclaimed, utterly impressed by whatever yarn Jessen had spun. He probably had reams of them, stories from his days on the road with his twin brother, the rock god. Shit. Ian couldn't do this. He was just about to make his excuses and take his leave when it happened.
"Hey, Jess. This is the guy I told you about."
Siv yanked Ian forward until he stood toe-to-toe with the subject of every dream he'd had for the last 7 years, and more than a few of his nightmares. Jessen was smiling when he met his gaze. To his credit, the smile only wavered for a millisecond before he dialed up the brightness and extended his hand to Ian, like he'd never seen him before. "Nice to meet you, man. I'm Jess." Well, fuck.